Well, the Australian Open is in disarray this morning after a passenger on a third charter flight heading to Melbourne tested positive for coronavirus. It's forced another 25 tennis players into hard quarantine, taking the total number of athletes who can't leave their hotel rooms to 72. Some players have complained they weren't told they'd be put into hard lockdown. Tournament officials and the Victorian government insist the rules have been clear for months. Many Victorian workers are set to return to offices for the first time in months today as COVID restrictions ease. Mask wearing will also only be mandatory in certain indoor settings like shopping centres and on public transport. The state has recorded its 11th straight day of no new local coronavirus cases. And Far North Queensland is bracing for wild weather, with a cyclone expected to intensify as it approaches the coast. Tropical cyclone Kimmy formed yesterday and it's set to develop into a Category 2 storm today, bringing heavy rain and destructive winds of around 150 kilometres an hour. Further south, a violent storm lashed the Sunshine Coast over the weekend, uprooting trees and damaging homes and cars. Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny has returned to his homeland from Germany after being poisoned with a nerve agent last August. He's touched down at Moscow's main airport, where he was detained on arrival. Police also arrested several supporters who'd gathered to welcome him home.